Hey, it's Craig, episode 235 of the show, the Dr. Craig Duncan Show. I've changed the name. Not that that's a big deal. I haven't gotten ego crazy naming it after myself, I hope. Anyway, just thought I'd do that. I've changed it from the Human Performance Podcast, as I chatted about last episode, because we're just going to talk about a bit more wider range of topics. However, I always have that bit of performance background because that's the main lane that I live in. This episode is, I think, number 5 in the series on the Women's World Cup. And last night, history was made for my country, Australia, where we are now in the semi-final of the World Cup, which is fantastic after a victory versus France on penalties, which needed 20 penalties to get to a victory, which was the most ever in a World Cup game, Women's World Cup game. Just seemed like it was going to never end. And it was long, but hats off to Mackenzie Arnold, the Australian goalkeeper, who did wonderful things. And what resilience she showed after she had the number 5 penalty to send Australia into the semi-final in front of 5 million Australians watching, after doing all the work to get us to that point, and she misses. And then she's got to pick herself up and attempt to save more penalties, and then she saves a penalty and VAR rules that she's off the line. And so it gets retaken and she saves it again. Anyway, fantastic effort to Mackenzie Arnold. And then to all those girls that took a penalty, whether you got it or you didn't, you got to have guts, especially those first 5. And Courtney Vine, pressure on her, the number 10 penalty taker, takes it and scores. A really interesting topic. I remember when I was working with the Matildas, well, back in 2016 Olympic Games quarterfinal, and Katrina Gorry had the penalty to send us to the semi-final on her birthday and misses. And I just heard in the commentary that was, so they played last night, Saturday night, and today's Sunday. So it's her birthday today. And I was thinking, oh no, Katrina, please, I hope it all works out for you. And thankfully she took a penalty, gutsy player she is, and she scored. And it was a wonderful celebration because it was shown that her partner's father had passed away just recently. So that was a sad occasion, but it was a nice dedication by her. So a lot of nice things. Fantastic to see Sam Kerr play 65 plus minutes. She just brings so much to the team. You put a Sam Kerr on and everyone starts to get concerned on the opposition. Sometimes with these type of players, you don't realize the impact they have. You think, oh, they didn't score. But yeah, they just put so much difficulty and concern into the other people or the opposition that it makes it easier for other people to score. So the question is going to be now for the team whether Sam starts in the semi-final. I don't know. I haven't always agreed with things that they've done, but how can I not? Because they're in the semi-final. So, you know, I was really concerned last night. They just don't seem to have a substitution strategy, the Matildas. I don't know what's going on there. Like, they made their second substitution in the 100th odd minute. You know, there's a lot of girls that have now played enormous amounts of minutes. I don't know if that's going to negatively impact coming into this game, but who's to question the coach? He's, you know, quarterfinals was probably close to a pass. I think getting to the semifinals is a pass credit. Getting to the final is a distinction. He wins, that's a high distinction, and it'll be legend status. He's definitely personable. Knows how to He's very respectful of the Australian public. He very respectful of the girls. Comes across very friendly. But yeah, who can argue now? So, well done to the Matildas, every one of them. I'm a big fan of Mary Fowler. I think Mary Fowler is the future of the Matildas in every way. The authenticity that she shows, she's eloquent when she speaks. She's got some vulnerability about her with those gloves, and even if you watch her interview, she's nervously, you know, playing around with her fingers, and she's honest. I saw an interview where she said, "Oh, bloody hell, I think I had 10 chances last night." So she was just happy we won. But the chance, she put them all on target, by the way. I don't know. I think people can really relate to her. I just love her authenticity, not taking anything away from the senior Matildas. But yeah, she's definitely the future face of this team moving forward, and I hope she's just looked after in respect to managing all that. But she seems to be an intelligent, humble person. So yeah, I think she's a wonderful player. Caitlin Ford, of course, is a very, very good player. And the others, you know, show a lot of energy, and you know, they always will fight to the death. But France were very good. They were very lucky, unlucky in some regards. It was a very even game. Both teams had opportunities. Mackenzie Arnold pulled off a lot of saves during the game. So I think it was a fair result that there was no winner after extra time. That seemed to be fair. And then sadly, it has to go to penalties. But yeah, fantastic for Australia, fantastic for a home nation. Also credit to the French coach. I mean, he's a classy guy. He coached Saudi Arabia, the men's team, and yeah, he's a classy character, and he was very respectful of Australia. And so it's all very good. So now we play England, our old rival. So that's a big game in Sydney. And then the other semi-final is Sweden versus Spain. You would think, well, Sweden are a tough team, but you'd think Spain can win that. I actually think the winner of the World Cup will come from England or Australia. However, I'm wrong a lot. I was watching the game last night with someone and saying, I don't think she's going to get that penalty. And they sort of looked at me and said, Craig, I think you've said that the last three times and you've got it wrong. So yeah, as much as I think I might know, I really don't have any idea. But anyway, I've got to give you my opinion, don't I? Otherwise, it's just been an incredible event. Oh, but the secret, well, not the secret, what we need now, like, Australians will support anything. A worldwide event like this will support it. I mean, if you're old enough to not remember the Sydney Olympics, wow, what a spectacle that was. We know how to put on events and we know how to support them. Is this going to be something about football, or is it just an event that people are getting behind? And is it women's football? Is it football? What is it? But whatever it is, we need people now to be supporting women's football all the time. So, and women, and people to be talking about women's football. Not just supporting the Matildas, but, you know, going to the Women's W League or whatever it's called now, the Women's A League, and supporting that. So these girls be, you know, become heroes day in, day out. That's the difference. It's the conversion of people that are watching this World Cup, that they go on to become lifelong fans of women's football. But fantastic for women's sport in general. I don't get caught up really too much in the politics or the everything. I love women's sport. I love men's sport. I don't care really, but I understand those that are, you know, fought very hard for equality, which is always important. So yes, but if it's going to go to that next level, we need football people supporting both genders playing the game, and then we need diehard people supporting the women's game, and the conversion of people that have just got into all this World Cup to continue. Like, I was at a live site last night, and it was great to see people there and supporting everything. And it's the first, I think it's the first live site I've sort of been to, because often I've had to be there working with other nations or Australia or whatever, so I haven't really seen that sort of, but I took myself out last night, and it was great. The atmosphere was great, and yeah, it was just a really, really nice night, and it will be bigger again coming into Wednesday night. And do I think we can win? Yeah, we can. I mean, anything can happen at this when it's at the semi-final. It's not, you know, it's not going to be a situation where there's going to be a clear-cut winner. Obviously, scoring first is very important. We've got the speed. Have we managed our players well enough? I know we're very good at looking after players and getting them recovered. They would have flown from Brisbane. They would have done recovery today, Sunday. Then they would have flown. They would be in Sydney now. They probably could have done a light recovery session in Sydney. I would have probably done that, something, whether it was cryotherapy or whatever. I would have, hopefully they're staying at Homebush. I would have got something organized, had them at least have a walk and relax, and because they wouldn't have got much sleep last night, and because it's so exciting. So what you want to really do is maximize the sleep tonight. So where are we? Sunday night. Then you've got game day minus two. Tomorrow's session will just be light. A lot of work probably on video. So the analysts and the coaches would have been up late looking at the game versus Colombia for England. But this would have been done. There would have been quite a lot of work done on this anyway of England already. So there'd be quite probably video in the morning. To have a look at that, review our game, video in the afternoon before training, to review England, train very light, more recovery, and then you've got Tuesday's session, probably more video there, and then the game day minus one session, which should only be about a 40-minute session and very light, because the players they're okay now. They just need to be fresh as possible for that session, that game on Wednesday night at 8:30. So the conditions will be good for that. And let's see how we go. I'll speak again after that game. But anyway, hope you're well wherever you are, and you are enjoying the World Cup.